Nobody wants to vote now. All right, we'll call to order our Economic Development Committee for March 6th. We have item two is approval minutes from our February 6th meeting.
Move for approval, Madam Chairman.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, minutes approved. Okay, item three is public comment. We have anybody here that wants to make a public comment? Does not look like it today. Okay. Item four is consideration of adding TMS 537-00066 to the multi-county industrial park.
Yes, ma'am, Madam Chair. This is Golf Breaks, which is a company that located here in 2016 originally through the Department of Commerce's landing pad program. They recently announced an expansion, adding 32 jobs with an average wage of $24.22 an hour. And they are seeking addition to the multi-county industrial park so that they can access enhanced job tax credits.
Do we have, is this the only slide we have? I was going to say, do we have?
Yes, it's 474 Wando Park Boulevard. I'm sorry. It's on in our zone for economic development or the strategic plan. And they are located in a building with about 10 other tenants. It's where the Humanities Foundation is. Hussey Gay Bell has their office there, several other tenants. But it won't really affect anyone except for Golf Breaks because of their expansion of the jobs.
Okay. And you said the county had already approved?
They did last fall.
Okay.
Madam Chairman, I have one question. Do we know if Golf Breaks has any information regarding the new or the proposed access to the port from 526?
I do not know if they have any information on that or not.
Okay. I would suggest the county should know. And so I want to go through with what their ask is, but it might not be for long.
Understood. I can
approve.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. A second.
Second.
Okay. I was going to ask the same thing, how this would be affected by that.
I'll find out. 526. I will find out what they know.
Does it only go to the TMS?
That's
or
right.
Or does it follow the company?
It only goes to the property. So let's say they relocate somewhere else, they would come back to amend the map to reflect that new TMS. And we would take the old TMS out.
And when you state it goes with the property, does it go with the property from here on out, or it's to the property, to the business?
It's to the property, and they typically expire in 10 years.
Okay. So if they moved in 3 years, the new company moving in would get that same?
The new company that would come in their space. So only if they were expanding and adding jobs. Okay. So this is basically the enhanced job tax credit is a credit towards their corporate income tax. So the other companies in there likely won't be able to access this benefit unless they can demonstrate they're adding new jobs that meet sort of the targets that Charleston County would be looking for, just like we are. And at that point, it's sort of an accounting situation for them to file.
Okay.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Any other comment? Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Motion passes. And with nothing else, I guess we'll adjourn for the day. Yeah.